WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House says President Trump will sign an executive order raising tariffs on European steel and aluminum from 25 to 50%. And the clock is ticking on the president's 90-day pause for reciprocal tariffs.
The White House is urging trade partners to send their best offer on a deal by Wednesday. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt on outreach by the U.S. Trade Representative.
USTR sent this letter to all of our trading partners just to give them a friendly reminder that the deadline is coming up. They are in talks.
Asked whether the president isn't satisfied with the pace of negotiations, Leavitt said they plan to announce deals, quote, very, very soon, but had no details.
ABC's Karen Travers. Homeland Security says the wife and children of the suspect in the Boulder flamethrower attack at a Jewish rally has been taken into custody and being prepared to be deported. Mohammed Solomon was charged with 16 counts of attempted murder and a federal hate crime charge. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are proposing an expansion of early voting in the state. The proposal would require every municipality to offer at least 20 hours of in-person absentee voting for residents. The state would also reimburse those municipalities for the additional cost. Critics of the proposal say that while increased access would benefit voters, adding the same regulations for rural communities and urban communities would not be the most efficient way to do so, as rural communities don't have enough residents to fill the 20-hour requirement. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced the start of their yearly summer food service program to help kids across the state get free meals and snacks. The program serves over 3 million meals at over 900 locations across the state each summer, helping children who may not have stable access to healthy food without school breakfast and lunch. A full list of locations, like local nonprofits and Boys and Girls Clubs participating in the summer food service program, can be found on the Department of Public Instruction's website. The city of New Richmond has announced over $220,000 in grant funding for the community library. According to city officials, the funding was provided through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Idle Sites Redevelopment Grant Program. The program seeks to help Wisconsin municipalities redevelop large sites that have either been underutilized or entirely abandoned. Construction work at the new library is scheduled to wrap up later this year and will include residential units above it and next door. The Rice Lake City Council has decided to pursue state grant funding to improve a well-traveled intersection in the area. At their meeting last week, the City Council approved a measure to seek funding through the Safety Improvement Program to renovate the intersection of South Main Street and Sawyer Street. Officials say the improvement will also allow the fire department to implement a paid on-call EMS program. If they do receive the grant funding, the state would pay 90% of engineering and construction costs for the project. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers OTAs continue here at Lambeau Field. Anthony Belton is the Packers' second-round pick out of NC State, competing for a spot on the offensive line. I asked him if he's been more nervous or excited to be in the NFL.
It's a little bit of both, because, you know, you're nervous because, you know, you're in a new environment around people you're not really too familiar with. But also, it's like you're excited because this is what you've been wanting to do since you was a kid, lifelong dream. You get a chance to keep playing the game you've been loving since a kid. It's like, it's a blessing. But you're going to be nervous at first a little bit.
Baseball, the Brewers and Reds series continues tonight in Cincinnati. Milwaukee winning 3-2 last night, thanks to another home run by Christian Yelich, named National League Player of the Week. Yelich, hit by a pitch Sunday, still managed to hit his sixth home run in the past 10 games.
He crushed two balls tonight, that, you know, sore hand or not. He's living up to his Player of the Week, you know, outstanding.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. There could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high in the low to mid-60s today. Tonight will drop into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, Jim Santel joins me. We go deep on the conservatives writing in opposition to Donald Trump's tariff terror.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program here on this Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 2025. It's a great day to be Wisconsinite. A little cloudy out, a little wet here in Madison, although rain has stopped temporarily. Going to have rain across the state of Wisconsin. One advisory or watch out for you to be listening about or concerned about. For our listeners at WXCO up in beautiful Wausau, and flood advisory is in effect until 5:30 this afternoon. It's basically the area from north of Wausau, the Merrill area, and then draw a line diagonally south and west over to Marshfield. And that whole area there, seeing some very heavy rains. Our stations at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, Pam up there, confirming they've received very strong rains in that area. So just be aware of that. No other major watches or warnings out at this time. There's a beach advisory, I guess, for the eastern coast. But why the heck are you on a beach on a day like today? We'll keep you informed. It could be some more severe weather as the afternoon and evening progresses. Coming up in this hour, what's worse, cleaning the garage or cleaning the car? We'll take your phone calls a bit later on that, and a little bit more news as well. But right now, coming up on 8 past the hour of 3, our sports director, the one, the only, Mr. Jimmy Cuska, joins us via StreamYard from his home studio. Mr. Cuska, how the heck are you?
I'm fantastic today. I know the weather is a little wet in a lot of parts of the state. It's changing a lot of the high school sports schedules today, yeah. But otherwise I'm doing great.
Well, good. And it's great. You know, Zommers, every major media network has a great Jimmy. NBC has Jimmy Fallon. ABC has Jimmy Kimmel. There's all kinds of great Jimmys. And here at Civic Media, just to make us great, we have our own Jimmy and Jimmy Cuska.
I think we have a few Jimmys. So not to diminish any Jimmys.
Well, he's the best Jimmy. In my opinion.
I won't tell any of the other Jimmys you said that.
Do we have more Jimmys?
There's at least Jimmy K in...
I forgot about that.
In Max Inc. Radio.
All right.
We also have James Kelly, our Northwestern Wisconsin news reporter, our news bureau guy for Eau Claire. So
he's not a Jimmy.
Multiple James or Jimmys here.
Right. Yep. You're the original. You're the Jimmy OG. All right, enough of this nonsense. Now, for people that don't know, you are on the school board in the beautiful Boscobel School District in Southwest Wisconsin. You have coached WIAA events, and you have been really in tune, and we appreciate your reporting on this. A lot of people have been wondering about this. You've come on our show and talked about it. We always appreciate it. NIL, name, image, and likeness. We hear all kinds of things about this at the collegiate level. And now, Jimmy Cuska, it has come to Wisconsin.
It has. And for high school student athletes, I know that this NIL deal has people, I think, confused more than anything, because when you think NIL, you think of what it's happened in the college game with multi-million dollar contracts and endorsement deals all over the place. It's not like that for high school. High school is a much more restricted version. And Wisconsin's one of the last states to actually adopt NIL policies. In most states, state associations have done this in the last 3 to 5 years. The NFHS, when college sports went to NIL, when they started allowing name, image, likeness deals, high school sports began doing it as well after that. High school sport associations did it. In a couple of states' cases, it was the state legislature stepping in and saying, no, we're going to do NIL now. And that's not the outcome you want. So Wisconsin administrators gathered last year and voted it down, claiming they didn't have enough information or time to review the material or the amendment. But this year, it pretty easily passed, about three quarters of the vote, approving NIL for high school student athletes in Wisconsin. And again, it's a much different take on NIL than what you expect from the college level.
Well, number one, I think it's a good reminder. I think you've heard it. You heard you say this on the network, and that the WIAA, a lot of people don't know this, is not a part of state government, or it's not a state agency. It is a private club, basically. It's a private organization, right?
Yeah, the executive board, there's a small executive team, but the WIAA is the school membership. It's the schools are the WIAA. The WIAA is the schools. So all the policies, constitutional amendments, all the boards and committees and everything, that's made up of school officials around the state. So Wisconsin schools, every single year, their school boards have to vote to be in the WIAA and be part of the membership, and then therefore have voting power in the annual meeting. So that's one of those things. It's not a monolith. It's not some top-down, organization dictating that, football cleats must be 1.5 inches or else or whatever. It's not that.
Can you imagine, Jimmy, with the lack of things that get done a block away from here at the state capitol, can you imagine if you had legislators say, well, I'm not sure if we should have 1-inch cleats or not, because it would be a disaster.
I mean, I'd be out there playing baseball with one of those big wiffle ball bats, the big red ones,
right.
Try and ban it. Come on.
Exactly. I want to go back to what you said earlier, because this is really important. I know a lot of parents, grandparents that might have kids in school age, and they're thinking, well, geez, maybe my kid can really get a new car or a deal here. Explain to people a couple of the highlights that make Wisconsin NIL different than college. In particular, who can actually give to this and what can the students receive?
So one thing about name, image, and likeness in Wisconsin that I think is more restrictive even than other states is who can actually contribute to an NIL deal. So in Wisconsin, the obvious exclusions are coaches, school staff, people that are within the athletic programs, booster clubs, things like that. However, in Wisconsin, the restriction also extends to even former coaches, parents of current student athletes in the school, and I think the big one is anyone who's contributed financially or in some other form of donation to either a school's booster club or directly to the school or at its athletic programs. And Todd, from where we are in small towns, that pretty much every business in town is putting $50 in a hat, right, to buy uniforms at some point along the way. So in small towns, that pretty much rules out everybody, right?
Exactly.
So that's the big restriction part of this, is that if those people, and it's not just the people directly contributing. If it's an organization, if it's your local factory, right, 120 employees in this factory, and the administrator of what they do with sponsoring youth athletics or whatever it is, all of those employees and their families are now not able to contribute either to NIL.
So it goes to the employees as well.
Yeah, it extends to the full organization. Wow. Yes, it's so really restrictive. So
yeah, your favorite
it's
Ford
it's a very
dealership.
Restrictive measure in Wisconsin.
Your favorite Ford dealership, say Harrison Ford. Come on down to Harrison Ford. It's an old Letterman joke. If you're your favorite Ford dealership, and they've got their name, Harrison Ford, up on the scoreboard in the gymnasium or the football field, Harrison Ford can't be running an NIL deal. They're ineligible, correct?
Yeah, it would make the student athlete ineligible because they're already contributing to the school monetarily or with, some kind of product. Sometimes the school will, somebody will donate pads or something or uniforms, yeah. It's the same thing. Whatever the contribution is, and it rules out the employees as well. So and their families. So it's really restrictive in Wisconsin. And to this point, there's only been a handful of NIL deals that have actually been announced. And they don't typically, they haven't really involved like the local car dealership saying, we're going to, you know, here's a new car for the star lacrosse player. We haven't seen any of that yet since this was, this became active here a few weeks ago.
I think it's really interesting. And what's your take on this, Jimmy, your sense of either reporting or just from being involved so long for coaching? I just don't see a huge flood of particularly businesses saying, I'm going to attach my brand to a 16-year-old.
I see where I see this really growing is the student athletes who are going to, you know, try to put their name or whatever it is in front of some kind of clinic or camp or something, or, you know, and even though those are at certain levels, those are actually explicitly banned too in all this, but trying to get in front and you know, putting their name on something that's helping develop younger kids, things like that. That's where you'll probably see more of it. You're not going to see so much a student athlete, you know, in whatever city you're in, going out and saying, I'm so-and-so and I really like, you know, Jamba Juice or whatever it is, right? You're just not going to see a lot of that. And you know, and there's other restrictions too. You can't represent your sport. You can't represent your school conference or the WIAA in messaging. So you can't just go out there and say like, well, I'm the star quarterback for whatever school. It's not allowed. So it's, again, there's a lot of restrictions on NIL.
Does the student athlete or the parent, are they allowed to like say, you know, let's say Jimmy Cuska is the starting quarterback for Boscobel High School and sell Jimmy Cuska t-shirts and that goes to the kid and the family?
Yep. So your name, image, and likeness is fine as long as you don't, in that case, if you're not identifying, you know, the school or the sport or anything like that, you're allowed to do that. So that's really what this opens up because, and I think the other part of it is for more of the Olympic sport student athletes, people who are already training either, you know, professionally for like winter sporting events like ski or maybe it's wrestling in the Summer Olympics or track and field. It's for them to receive some of those endorsements for training. So if say Nike is sponsoring a 17-year-old training for, you know, an Olympic run or something like that, they can receive that and not lose their amateur status for competing in high school sports.
We're talking to Jimmy Cuska, the sports director for Civic Media. He joins us via StreamYard. Jimmy, a couple of minutes left before the break. Let's start talking about one of the other changes that didn't get as much play because people weren't talking about it as much. I think it's really important is this change on bad fans in the stands.
So a few years ago, the WIAA mandated that you are removed from the current contest and the next contest if you are ejected by a game administrator or an official. You miss the next game, the next home event for that. And it was pretty rare that it was even really happening, that they were actually going through this ejecting and then holding them out for a game. But now they've upped it a little bit, just in a sense to try to correct some of the bad fan behavior. And now, if you are ejected, you still have that suspension in place, but now you're required to take the NFHS's sportsmanship course. It's a free online course, you know, to go through, basically learn how to be nice when you're at a sporting event. And you have to print off the certificate once you complete that course and bring it so you can come back to games. I think that it's kind of in the mode of educating not only student athletes, but also educating spectators, parents, families, whoever it is, on what's proper etiquette at a sporting event.
And it's just sad to me that, and I'll clean it up for radio, but then we have to have a course now on how not to be, don't be a jerk. And it's just ridiculous. But it's necessary. I mean, my dad was a WIAA official for like 40 years in various sports, predominantly wrestling and football. And boy, towards the end, there were just some idiotic parents who they think their kid's going to be the next NCAA celebrity or pro person. And they're yelling at him for a freshman wrestler match in some dual meet somewhere.
Yeah, I really think that anything they can do to help corral fan behavior and better treatment of everybody involved, especially game officials, I'm personally all for it. I personally think, you know, officials are you know, they get a tough rap, right, in a lot of sports, mostly professionally, and you see it. Yeah. But when you get to this level, and a lot of these folks, I mean, they're all part-time. They're all doing this. This isn't their full-time job, and a lot of them are parents or otherwise involved in school-based athletics.
Brian, listening from Green Bay, says, I'm a sports official. 99% of the time, it's not a problem, but that 1%, man. And that's what I think what this rule is for.
Correct. Yeah. And I think that they've also tried to stiffen penalties on abusive officials and things like that as well. I know even the legislature's taken up policies trying to make it a crime to abuse or harass officials. So, you know, there's definitely an issue, and it's good to see that there are organizations trying to address it.
We appreciate all of our great officials across the state. Appreciate Jimmy Kuska. He'll be back after this. Stay tuned. It's the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. And I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jump around when you're on a springy chair. Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Our sports director for Civic Media, Jimmy Kuska, is with us here. Jimmy, as long as Albert's played it there, I know we don't give out betting advice here at Civic Media, so we won't get into the actual bets. But I happen to have my Wisconsin Badger hoodie on today, and Zomer's played it. The over-under right now for Badger football, this 4 in the desert, as Brent Musburger likes to say, is 5.5. 5.5 wins for the Badgers this year. Jimmy, what do you take?
Over. Badgers are going back to a bowl game this year.
Wow.
I think you're in the third year of a system where you really start to see, you see the development over the course of a number of years in a program for a coach. This is... there's too much talent to not win half your game. So I'm taking the over, at least 6 wins this year.
Wow. I took the under. Right now.
I'm an eternal optimist. I think my high school football team's going 9-0 this year.
Now let me ask you this, because I asked Brady you in this question. I was at an event here recently where Monte Ball was at. It was a great event, by the way. And I asked them, can you name one player on the Wisconsin Badger football team right now? Can you?
Can I? No, I don't. I see. The thing is, I don't report on the Badgers. Neither, I'm a high school reporter.
But so. I know. But the point is not to embarrass because I can't. Monte couldn't, and Brady couldn't, and they're alumni. And that's the point, is that now with college NIL and the transfer portal, I mean, but we have nobody that anybody knows. I think it's going to be a rough year. I hope not. I hope I'm wrong.
The last few players I knew all went pro. So, like, there were players I covered in high school in Wisconsin, and now a lot of our recruits are coming from out of state. So it's tough because all of the guys I cover in Wisconsin, they're all going out of state to play offensive line or whatever. Yeah. And the guys that we get here are tend to be out of state guys coming here to Wisconsin. So,
all right, let's go back into the current season of sports here. Lots of things going on. Is the state tournament for track and field lacrosse at this weekend?
Yes, and it's one of my favorite events. It's much like state wrestling, where you get you get over a couple hundred schools, right? You get all these student athletes and communities together for an event. It averages over 20,000 attendees over the 2 days. It's a uniquely awesome event. I think track and field and individual state wrestling are just the uniqueness and just having so many different communities represented. I just think it makes it a very fun event, and it's unique. Now, I'm a basketball guy. I love state hoops. I love seeing and I love, you know, I've grown to love like hockey as I've broadcasted over the years. And I certainly have my favorites with baseball, football too, going to those. But I tell you, track and wrestling, those two events are just so uniquely wonderful in Wisconsin. And UW lacrosse is a fantastic setting for all of this.
It really is. I had the honor and pleasure to go there several times. Both my godsons raced or ran for Monroe, and they both went to the state meet up in lacrosse. My younger one was a four-time state qualifier, and so some of these people are just enormously talented, and to see talent on talent, and these races are decided in hundreds of a second sometimes.
Yeah, and Wisconsin's got a fantastic history too at track and field. So some of these guys, this isn't the last you hear from them in the sport. A lot of them are going to play or going to compete collegiately, and some of them are competing nationally. I mean, I think just watching the Olympics last year, seeing Kenny Bednarik, right, you know, from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, out there getting the silver medals. I mean, that's you just see how far you can go with track and field in Wisconsin. It's so much fun.
It really is. Speaking of colleges in Wisconsin, a team that might not get enough love, the baseball team for the University of Wisconsin Whitewater, Jimmy, they are on the verge of a World Series championship.
UW, they are the team that seems like they're always in it, right? They're always, you know, they're always here, and not just baseball, in a lot of sports. But I was there, covering them when they had the three-peat, where they had the football, men's basketball, and baseball national championships in 1 year. I tell you what, they know how to get it done over there at the athletic programs in Whitewater.
Well, I'm hearing about, we got a new guy on staff, Parker Olson, who is a recent Whitewater grad, me being a Platteville alum, he's razzing me, and rightfully so, because Whitewater, and hats off to him, they're doing a great job down there at Whitewater.
I spent 3 years in college at Whitewater, and now I'm UW Platteville's broadcaster, so I sort of feel your pain, Todd, but I'm a superior graduate, so I can't really say anything.
Right, exactly. A couple minutes left here. Jimmy, what do you want to do, more high school, or do you want to talk Brewers? What do you want to do?
I think, you know, the Brewers, I think most people are well aware of where they're at right now. I think this winning streak that they've had, this round of success, has really changed the complexion of the season for the Brewers, because before this winning streak, before they got hot, we were talking about, like, what are they going to sell? What are they going to do to build their farm system back up? But now they find themselves in the thick of the wild card race. The Reds were the team that was just below them in the standings when the series began. And they just took a sweep of the team that was the number one seed in the NL this past weekend. Christian Yelich was named Player of the Week last week after batting .500 with 3 home runs for the week. The Brewers are getting hot at a good time, because it changes what you think about team building here at the end of July after trade deadline. It changes a lot of things for the Brewers and the trajectory in which they're heading. And I think that's exciting for fans. It makes them relevant. And I think that also means that the home games down the stretch should be more fun. More people will be at them.
And how about Jackson Churio on fire? And I mean, I love Steve the Homer True. He's a great broadcaster, voice of Marquette. But Homer, he's calling for the Brewers to trade Churio. Is he not taking his Metamucil, or what's going on?
People look so far into a young player having occasional struggles, but what I look at is, look at that contract. That is a very team-friendly contract. Right. He is going nowhere.
He's going nowhere. I think Homer is just trying to get clicks. You can always click on Jimmy Cuskin. You can follow him on his socials. Does a great job for us here at Civic Media as our sports director. Jimmy, we appreciate your time. Come on back soon. Always great to have you on.
I appreciate being here. And as always, if you're going to check out a high school sporting event, you got 2.5 weeks to do it. Best value in sports entertainment in the world.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. Jimmy Cusk, everybody, our sports director at Civic Media. Come on back. We'll play a round of what's worse, cleaning the garage or cleaning the car? Ay, ay, ay. Don't judge me. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
After months of tariff chatter, the markets are showing some signs of fatigue. While trade policy uncertainty still lingers, it's the weather that's starting to take center stage again when it comes to influencing our commodity prices. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, says traders are shifting their focus and certain commodities are reacting more strongly than others.
I think the market's actually getting to the point until something is physically there that we have to deal with, or we see something really physically affect the demand side of the equation, they're kind of moved past it. It's become a back burner issue in terms of how the market reacts. You know, we got this latest spat here with China in terms of who violated what trade deal and things of that nature. I don't think that was a big factor in the price of beans. I mean, we saw that handful of years ago back in 18 when we get a headline and boom, we're either up or down 20, 30 cents on the day. So right now, I think it's just purely the weather and the fact that the crops got potential. And then right now it's going to get itself off to a very, very good start.
Once again, that's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
Oh, it is grilling season, and it is time for you to meet Bavaria Sausage if you haven't already. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke reminding you they're located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrotter Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7. Saturday, 9 until 1. Always open online, BavariaSausage.com. Just take a look at the variety that you can select from for the center of the plate, the center of the grill. And always keep in mind the clean labels that you're looking at. Bavaria Sausage relies on tried and true old world recipes that really require very few ingredients. They're also always changing product offerings, trying to make sure that you're finding not only the convenience you're looking for, but the quality and taste you're always looking for. Simple to find, BavariaSausage.com. Or go to the store, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrotter Road in Fitchburg, Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. BavariaSausage.com. Get shopping.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 438.5. That was up a quarter. New crop corn closed at 438.5 as well, and that was up 2.75. Cash beans closed at 10.40¾. That was up 7¼ cents. And new crop beans closed at 10.21½, and that was up 4.5 cents. And July wheat closed at 5.36, down 3 cents. On the dairy side of things, July Class 3 milk contract is trading at 19.14 a hundredweight. That is down 53 cents. And August milk is trading at 19.25, down 34 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 193¾. That was down 1¾. And the AA butter closed down a penny and closed at 2.50. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. There could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high in the low to mid 60s today. Tonight will drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the head of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Darren Von Ruden, will join us. Also, film credits in Wisconsin and making movies here. Nathan Deming is our guest. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. I guess you're just what I need.
Welcome back to the Connell Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Who just sent us that pic? That's fantastic.
That's Cam and Appleton.
Cam and Appleton. Thank you, Cam and Appleton.
We were messing around with the video settings on StreamYard over the break, and I asked for a picture of what the show looked like. Cam has sent us the TV screen with the show up and also his foot.
Today's show is brought to you by Rosanna Dana at Saturday Night Live. Our podcast doesn't play the songs. Our cameras are off. Our streaming is, it's always something. All right, enough of Todd's grousey here. By the way, somebody, I have throat issues because of this sinus and this cold. And somebody said, here, and they brought me some gummies. So I'm not sure whether I should be taking them on the air or not, but they're very nice. They taste great. Kind of a cherry flavor. Oh, it's just, look at this.
They're just fruit snacks.
They're just Welch's fruit snacks.
I also had some during the break so that I could say I also popped some gummies.
Popped some gummies as well. Many thanks to Jimmy Cuska, who is gummy-less, not having gummies. Always a great time when Jimmy stops
by. As far as we know.
I learned a lot about high school sports and otherwise, so you appreciate that. All right, 36 past the hour. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, then of course the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Which I once again for once words. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 11 news talk stations. No better place to advertise than Civic Media. The reason I'm laughing is right we went to you play the music, I kind of like, I don't know, I made a sound.
Like, and you're just like, very self-aware like now
clearing,
that that's...
Like clearing my throat when you have a cold. I hacked a loogie. I just thought, oh my God, now people listening to the podcast, that's all they're going to hear. And that's not good. Now I'm very self-conscious of these things.
Right, right. That's what it was.
If you were not with us earlier, the podcast, well, it's working, but you don't hear any music. So apparently now when we're playing music... When I would kind of get a little bit of a break if I wanted to do something. Yes, you hear all my mouth and nose sounds and everything. It's not pleasant. So just watch the live stream. You can watch it delayed on the Civic Media Twitter X account or the Civic Media StreamYard account.
YouTube.
YouTube. Or the Todd Allball Show Facebook page. You can see the past shows in video and audio there with music. So there you go. All right. Timely indeed, says Mike Lucas, because it's spring. It's still spring until the 21st of June. And people are doing a lot of spring cleaning yet. So here now the category from our writers. What's worse, cleaning the garage or cleaning the car? I'm laughing because the photo that they have for the cleaning of the garage, that's just, wow. That is nasty.
Yes. Basically, the picture of a car looks like the interior of a car. No
a
weird changes.
Car, yeah.
But the the garage picture looks like...
It's something else.
If you've ever seen the show Hoarders.
Yes.
That puts you... And imagine it's one of the houses on Hoarders where it's mostly garbage. Then that puts you in the vicinity.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, cleaning the garage or cleaning the car?
And before we started here in the break, Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, shared his take. He thinks cleaning the car is worse.
He thinks because he says he has fries that are 5 years old down in the nooks and crannies of his car.
Contrasting with the garage, which is boxes of stuff, easy to clean.
What's worse, cleaning the garage or cleaning the car? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today. 855-752-4842. What's worse, cleaning the garage or cleaning the car? Zomers, do you have feelings, thoughts?
I think I am going to have to agree with Jimmy Cuska for slightly different reasons that cleaning the car is worse. I guess the garage, I feel like I can clean it and it will be clean for a while. Whereas the car, you clean it up and it seems like it's much easier for it to get nasty super fast again, whether it's interior or exterior. Like right now, where I live, there's a lot of dogwood. And so I washed my car a week ago and I drove home and it was already covered in crap again.
Pollen is just crazy.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's also very yellow from all the pollen. Yeah.
This is the one good thing about the rain today. Hopefully it takes care of some of this pollen.
Yes.
Cam on Appleton listening up there. On the network says, in the text, cleaning the car is nice, but the Daisy Duke flannel tie-up I do, since I drive a Dodge Challenger, can be a bit questionable. But my garage has a big skeleton on a treadmill, so okay. Is Cam all right up there in Appleton?
Presumably.
Is he doing okay? Allie listening on WMDX in Madison says, cleaning the car is worse. Hope you get this. Last week, I accidentally texted my answer to my dentist.
And Allie, we did get your text yesterday as well. It was just after we were done with the show, so we didn't get to read it. But yes, your texts are going through. And unless you were in a group chat with your dentist, just us.
That is beautiful. The fact that she sent a text, a mistaken text to her dentist. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Cleaning the garage or cleaning your car? Kathleen, listening on WISS up in Oshkosh, says what's worse? Cleaning the garage because of one word, spiders. Spiders. Kathleen, not a fan of the spiders. Joshua, up in Wausau, WXCO, says both are horrible, having two kids. See, kids, they have a lot of stuff. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
That reminds me of the minivan that my family had when I was a kid. And, you know, humans are creatures of habit. We all had our spots in the car. Mm-hmm. Like, I would sit in the rear on the passenger side, and one of my sisters would sit on the left in the back. And there were these little compartments that you could put stuff in. Mm-hmm. And mine was always clean, and hers... Years later, there was a juice box partially. I mean, it was so sticky and nasty. There's just so much garbage in there.
Yuck.
So, yeah, I can see how kids can make it more difficult.
Monica in Mount Horeb on WMDX says, cleaning the car is worse, and not just because I don't have a garage. It's impossible to get the vacuum in between the seats. I always end up with bruises and cuts. True, Monica. Sometimes,
you know my solution to that?
What's that?
Just don't vacuum the car.
Good Lord.
No, I do shake out the mats, though.
All right, very good. Let's go back up here. We've got Gordy down in beautiful Oregon says, my lovely wife cleans the garage. Well, how nice. If now I could only get her to work on my car. Gordy, I think you're pushing it, my friend. Be thankful she does one, and then you got to do the other. But Gordy's busy. He's selling plants all over, and I got a couple more I got to get for my balcony, so I got to get down there and do a little shopping. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, cleaning the garage or cleaning the car? I don't know. It's for me, I think, ultimately, cleaning the garage, because I tend to hoard more things there than the car, although the car can get bad at times. But usually, now that I'm traveling around the state a lot, I'm forced to kind of clean things out, rearrange it, or whatever. Point. And my mom, I know, if she's listening, she'd say, clean out my garage, because if I live in an apartment now, and so I don't have a garage. And so, sadly, both my sister and I, but more so me, have stored things from ancient times. There are our archives there in plastic bins. And the poor woman, it's our, and we did, I don't know, what was it, 10 years ago, maybe less, that we went, maybe it was during COVID, 5 years ago. And we went through the garage, we got a dumpster, and we filled it. It wasn't just all, and so we need, I need to take some time to do that. So I would say cleaning the garage is worse. So 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, if you want to chime in with what's worse today. I give many thanks to Jimmy Cuska for being here today. Also, tomorrow on the show, looking forward to this, is Wednesday. It's hump day. And so you're going to have Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. Great program. Tune it in. And then also Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, is on the show tomorrow. Looking forward to talk about some national issues. Is this budget reconciliation? Is the Senate going to be able to suss this out and clean it up and pass something? Or is it a complete do-over? Elon Musk, by the way, this afternoon, I think it was this afternoon, I just saw this on the old
his
X.
New tweets?
Yeah, he's not mincing any words now, Elon Musk. He's calling out Trump and the Republicans, more so, in the House for passing it and saying you knew better. Elon Musk is saying that they knew better.
I think he's just bitter because he got dumped.
Well, that could be too. That could very well be true. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'd love to know what you think of, if you want to still weigh in on what's worse, either the garage or cleaning out the car. I think, are we caught up now, more or less, Somers?
I believe so. Although Cameron Appleton says he's doing it to recover liberal sales about Elon Musk's tweets. And I think you might be onto something there.
Very interesting. All right, let's go to a couple more headlines here of the serious news. This, according to Wisconsin Politics, or WIS Politics for short, that's how it's known as, wispolitics.com. We mentioned this earlier in the show, that Shawano County, just west of Green Bay, very red county politically, voted for Trump 67%. Now, WIS Politics saying the Trump administration listed deep red Shawano County alongside Dane County, Madison, Milwaukee, as communities refusing to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. The release late yesterday included no information on why exactly the counties were listed. The attempts to reach Shawano County officials were unsuccessful. So not only has Shawano County now been apparently, quote unquote, mislabeled as a sanctuary county or city, but nobody's helping them take themselves out of this. And again, this stems from the Trump administration trying to call out to mark, so to speak, cities and counties who say, look, we are going to uphold the law in terms of safety of people, but we're not going to use our local law enforcement folks to go after and raid people based on their immigration status. That's what that means. It gets mislabeled as people saying, well, they're not going to follow the law. No, that ain't it. They're just saying, we're not going to. We just aren't going to make immigrants, because it's beyond the local scope, mind you. Enforcement for immigration status falls to the feds. So these particular communities say, no, we're not going to participate in federal law enforcement like that. Not that we're impeding it. We're just not going to participate. So now the Trump administration is coming after him. Shawano County said, we're going to be a sanctuary city for firearms, for the Second Amendment. And because they used the word sanctuaries, the Trump administration has marked them. And they're still not helping them out. Too bad for folks up there in Shawano. Back with another call on What's Worse and wrap things up. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump recently announced pardons to a range of individuals, including convicted drug dealers, fraudsters, and convicted public officials. ABC News reports 1 in 5 have political or financial ties to the president. Scott Jenkins, a former Culpeper County, Virginia sheriff, had been sentenced to 10 years for taking $75,000 in bribes in exchange for issuing deputy sheriff's badges. Jenkins had been a longtime Trump supporter. Ardent Trump acolyte Michelle Fiore had not yet been sentenced when she received her pardon on April 23rd. A former member of the Nevada Assembly, she was convicted of 6 counts of wire fraud for skimming money from a memorial for a slain Las Vegas police officer. She used the money for rent, plastic surgery, and her daughter's wedding. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was pardoned in February after endorsing Trump's 2020 and 2024 campaigns. Blagojevich appeared on Trump's Celebrity Apprentice in 2010, but was convicted in 2011 of attempting to sell President Barack Obama's vacated U.S. Senate seat, among other corruption charges. Former Kentucky State Senator and 2016 congressional candidate Brian Kelsey served only 2 weeks of a 21-month sentence on federal campaign finance violations before he was pardoned in March. We have a full list of Trump's pardons at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show of the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, followed by a check of your weather. Still some weather advisories in terms of breathing because of that smoke coming down from Canada. But hopefully that'll be pushed out as these storms and showers move through the state of Wisconsin. Perhaps another chance of more severe weather later on tonight, depending upon how much it warms up here during the middle part of the day. But be listening. We'll keep you updated on that. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, is in with a sports report. The Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon, following us from 4 until 6, and then wrapping it up with a cocktail, a beverage, whatever you want to do with our friend Pete Schwalbe and the great Conrad producer and Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe from 6 until 8.
You know what else is happening at 4 besides the Maggie Dawn Show?
What's that?
The next hour of our Scotty Summer Text to Win
really?
Statewide contest.
Oh, very good. So more chances to win. All right. Our what's worse today was what's worse, cleaning the garage or cleaning the car. Pardon me. I'm really sorry about these allergies, folks. Let's go to the phone lines. Sun Prairie we go. Listening on WMDX. Claire in Sun Prairie. Claire, cleaning the garage or cleaning the car. What's worse?
Hello. Cleaning the garage is worse. And I'll tell you quick, my son Matt from Middleton calls you a lot.
Oh, that's your son? That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's quite a guy. But anyway, I have 5 vehicles I take care of.
Wow.
And so I'm constantly, I never let them get that dirty. I'm constantly cleaning. I'm kind of fussy about that, but I'm too tired to do the garage after all that. Right. But I've got a secret for everyone. I don't vacuum my cars. I open all the doors, and I use an electric leaf blower, and I just blow all that crap out.
Really?
And that gets everything out from under the seats, and then there's no crevices. I mean, that leaf blower just does the job.
That I never heard
and
of this before.
I can't use that on the garage, or all my stuff will blow out the door.
That's a good idea, though.
I love that, Claire. See, news yeah, we can really use for a Tuesday.
That's... And it works in the house, too. Just have to duct tape down all the little stuff.
Do you really use it in the house?
Oh, I use it in the house. I have a great room, and it just chases all the dust bunnies to one corner, and then I let the dust settle, and then I can vacuum up just one little area.
Martha Stewart, eat your heart out. I love it.
I love your sense of humor. I'll let you go.
Hey, thanks, Claire. Have a great day. Have a great day. That, see it right there. That made my day. That was wonderful.
That really is a good idea, though. Yeah. I think I'm going to have
to do it. For the car. I'm not sure about the house, but hey, if it works for him, then fine. That's fantastic. Little good news for you. Before we leave, this one was politics as well. Now, my youngest niece, Isabel, graduated Memorial, Eau Claire Memorial High School this year. She's going to Stout, University of Stout. Here it now says students at UW Stout recently took part in a product design project for Arcadia-based Ashley Furniture, one of the largest furniture manufacturers in the world. As a part of a new product development course at the university, the students were tasked with conducting market research before designing, testing, and building professional prototypes for tool-less bed connections. I'm assuming they're doing like IKEA, only you don't have to even use like an Allen wrench or whatever. This is great. Along with getting help from the product designers with the company, the students traveled to its Arcadia facility last month and presented their prototypes to Ashley's research and development team. The project was funded by sponsorship provided by the company to Assistant Professor Keith Deitch from UW Stout's Engineering and Technology Development. His approach for the project, called the design-build process, involves teaching projects with quick deadlines for students, according to an overview from the university. Between mid-April and mid-May, students worked in teams to develop their ideas, which ranged from a technical model for automated machining of bed components to a 3D-printed interlocking bracket system and more. One team, made up of technology education major Annika Schluter and engineering technology major Hunter, I'm going to try to pronounce this, Omet, made a scale model of an interlocking Japanese wood bed or wood joint bed frame. So how about that? Here you, and this is why I think it's great and important to uplift our universities across this state, because so often all we do is hear about the bad things or low enrollment or no, there's no money. And not enough do we hear about the great successes. And I know in the scope of the world, maybe it isn't seen as a big deal. But here is one university, UW Stout, who has a professor who is practical, who is engaging, challenging students, and partnering with a private sector in Ashley Furniture and just let their creativity and talent go. And they've come up with this great prototypes. And who knows, maybe these things are actually going to be put in production at some point by Ashley Furniture, and it all starts at one of our great universities, the University of Wisconsin-Stout. So congratulations to all of them.
I bet that also helps with sustainability. I know we have talked about sustainability of furniture and building materials before on the show.
Yeah. No, I would think it would. But I just, what we have to keep in mind is this is being replicated all over the state. When we were down at UW Milwaukee, we heard about all the great nursing programs and healthcare programs. And hopefully, Joint Finance Committee approves their request for a new addition to their healthcare, their teaching for healthcare related fields, because these things are deeply needed. And we need to invest in our universities because what we get back is tenfold. So that's how we're going to end the show today. Thank you very much to Jimmy Cuska for being on the show today. Great job as always. Zomers, of course, wonderful as well. And all of you for listening. Stay safe out there as more storms move through Wisconsin. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow. And your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The family of the suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack at a Jewish rally are in ICE custody. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said the family is under investigation.
Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
Homeland Security officials say they'll likely be deported. Mohammed Salomon is facing 16 charges of attempted murder and one federal hate crime charge for the flamethrower attack. President Trump expected to sign an executive order later today. The White House says it will boost tariffs on European steel and aluminum. Law enforcement officials say they're working to verify a social media post that appears to show one of the New Orleans jail escapees. In that post, the man claims he's Antoine Massey and says he did not break out of jail in May and instead was let out. This is ABC News.